Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see now the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night, my love I bring to you.
All right. My name is Yom Sufal Reed, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. I, along with Cartrell of New York City, are here to assist you in your studies. We are your lead students in these study sessions. And we try to get you to do a paradigm shift. Stop seeing things the way you have been falsely taught. And see it from a different position, a different context, a different point of view. And believe you me, see it from a different context, a different point of view, you will see it altogether different. And you will understand the dynamics of the relationship. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Some of you call him Jacob, but there is no J in the Hebrew word. So Yaakov. And you will understand the dynamics of that relationship, the codification of that relationship, the responsibility that lies with you, and the responsibility that lies with the Creator. Everyone has a responsibility in order to establish that relationship and maintain that relationship. And also since you've been scattered about, understand the dynamics of the relationship with one another. And certainly there are responsibilities that we must have in accordance to one another. You can't do it all willy-nilly or by chance or happenstance. There's a certain codification that one must exercise in their relationship with one another. And also with strangers. All strangers are not bad strangers. And what do I say about strangers? So what are strangers? Strangers of different nations, aliens. All aliens, according to the Most High, are not bad aliens. Some are because of the fact they don't want to have a relationship with you, and they make that quite clear. But those that want to have a relationship with you and respect your Elohim, respect your relationship with Yah, you can have a relationship with people such as those. It's true. But before we get into our studies, you know, today is a family day. You know, after the end of our study, we like to allow people the opportunity. Bless the name of Yah. If they want to pray for somebody, if they want to pray for us, if you want us to pray for you, you just want to pray. You know, or you want to say something, just make commentary. You know, or you want to bless Yah's name, you have ample opportunity to do so at the end of these study sessions. And we implore you to do so when you have the opportunity. You should do so when you have the opportunity to bless the name of Yah publicly. And don't be quiet about it. Be about it. When you have the opportunity to bless Yah's name, you ought to take ample opportunity of the time to do so. Just like King David did, okay? You know better than the king. But I do like to make some comments, though. One comment. Joe Biden did a tour of Louisiana today. I much rather he had sent the troops down there to help those people. I mean, he could have came after the fact. He sent soup kitchens and whatnot, tents, FEMA trailers, tractors, and so on and so forth to clean out the roads and to help people out and whatnot. You could have came down there later. You know, taking photo ops don't help the people. And, you know, photo ops are good. There's time and place for everything. We've learned that in our studies by King Solomon. There's a time and place for everything under the sun. And certainly when people have been devastated, anybody want to see you? Send me some stuff down and then come see me later while I'm trying to fix things up. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to bring my dear brother and friend on Cartier. I'm pretty sure he has some commentary. And then we're going to get started right in our studies. Shall we? Cartier, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
All praise and glory and honor to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless your family, along with you also. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate it too, Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, may the Most High make his face shine upon our brothers in Haiti and Ethiopia and where we are oppressed worldwide. May the Most High lift up his countenance upon our people, that he may get his honor and glory in the midst of all the nations. The world's in chaos, and ain't nobody trying to reach out to Yah. They're reaching out to science. But we are here to reach out to Yah in behalf of our people that are suffering.
Amen.
So I concur with you. We have to send up our prayers to Yah, pour out our cry to him to alleviate us of the situation that we're in. And the Most High is furious with the world. I mean, it's worldwide. We got fires on the west, flooding on the east, and people just dying everywhere. And Yah showing that man is feeble, that there is no real help but the Most High.
Amen. And certainly that is the case, Katria. Certainly it appears to be the case that the Most High is quite angry with this universe, the way they're doing to one another, the way they're doing to animals and this herb that he provided for them. He seems to be quite incensed over that.
Nobody's taking the time out to ask Yah for mercy, to ask Yah for forgiveness. None of these nations is taking the time out like Nineveh did to repent, to fast, to pray. And America's supposed to be a God-fearing country. They're talking about in God we trust. And we see by the actions, we really know they trust more in science than they do in God.
Amen.
And as for me and my house, we trusting in Yah, and we ain't trusting in science.
Well, you know, they said trusting in the Most High is outdated. They are more fashionable. They have things, they have technology, they have science. They're more ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. You guys are old-fashioned. You're outdated, said Contrail.
And you know what y'all do with technology?
What's that, Contrail?
You throw a little water on it. Because water and electricity does not mix.
Some fire on it. Some fire and
fire, water,
tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes. That's what he do. The Most High said, I don't care about just thinking technology. You know what I mean? I got something for it. He throws some COVID-19 on it. So you're quite right, Cartier.
Well, the COVID-19 is what he started with.
Uh-huh.
And they trying to combat it with vaccinations and hibernation and masks. Yeah,
and then with that,
I'm going to take you out to a house with blood. Mm-hmm. How you going to hibernate? You can't hibernate.
Right. And they still hadn't figured it out yet.
And anybody that's taking that vaccination is a test dummy.
Yep.
And Yah, we trust. How about that?
Hallelujah.
And that ain't written on the money. They say, in God we trust. What God you're trusting in? The God of science?
Yeah. And technology.
The God of science and technology. You can have
sometimes,
that. We trust in the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Just like Hezekiah reminds the whole nation, we got to serve the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the only way it's going to work for us.
Exactly. And sometimes they throw in a little witchcraft and sorcery to sort of try to hit things along there and facilitate the action. Okay? It never hurts, as far as they're concerned, to have a little witchcraft and sorcery. Okay?
And it's like oil and water. Witchcraft and sorcery don't mix with Yah.
No. He tells us not to fool with that. Don't get down with that. Don't even fool with them folks. Okay. But some of us, as I said, Katya, we're newfangled. And we're going to find out about how some of us act, even Hebrew brothers and sisters, how some of us think we can take liberties when we have no authority at all, and especially in view of the fact when you're not the king, you're not in the land, and you don't have any authority to be reconstituting anything. Some of us like to play like we the king or the princes of the nation. Some of us like to play like we a high priest of the nation. But you will see what a king, real king looked like in the guise of King Hezekiah that had authority in the land with the allocation from the Most High to do exactly what he did. Let's get right to it. Cardrell's done with his commentary. Let's jump right into our study, shall we?
I want to say one thing, huh?
Go ahead.
Ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Who do you think was wiser, King Solomon or King Hezekiah?
Man, by the looks of it, King Hezekiah got King. I mean, King Solomon was. He had a lot of books and technology and science and some whatnot. But King Hezekiah, he had it down. But yeah, okay. He had it down pat. I would bank on, even though we don't have a whole lot about him like King Solomon, but we do have a little bit about him, and he was a firecracker. Okay.
So, going into the third night of King Hezekiah, why?
Exactly.
Because I think he was a little bit wiser than King Solomon.
Yep. He was a firecracker. All right, chapter 31, Second Chronicles. I'll give you a few seconds to get there so we can get started in our studies. And I want you to have an open mind in these studies. I want you to put aside all you think you know. And then you'll be able to garner a whole lot of things that you didn't know. Okay. May the Most High bless you and direct your understanding in your steps. When all this was finished, what King Hezekiah had done, all Israel were present, went out into the towns of Yehuda, and they smashed the pillars that were in worship to idols. They cut down the sacred posts that were in worship to idols. They demolished the shrines and altars that were in worship to other idols throughout Yehuda and Benjamin and throughout Ephraim and Manasseh to the very last one. Then all the Israelites returned to their town, each to his possession. King Hezekiah had the authority. He was the king. He reconstituted divisions of the priests along to, you know how they were divided, if you were with us in our studies, Kohath, Merariah, and so on and so forth. I think it's only three divisions. They had responsibilities and duties in those divisions. And so he ensured the fact that they did what they were supposed to be doing according to their division. And the Aaronites, who were the descendants from high priest, the Levites, each man of the priest, and the Levites according to his office, for the burnt offering, the offering of well-being to minister, and the singers to sing hymns and praise in the gates of the courts of the Eliyahu. Also the king's portion from his property for the burnt offerings, the morning and evening burnt offering, the burnt offering for Sabbaths and new moons, festivals as prescribed in teachings of the Eliyahu. He ordered the people.
So, Yom Su.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they wasn't under the authority of a foreign nation, they were able to carry out the codes that Yah gave them for the Sabbath, for the holy days, for the daily sacrifices that had to go on every day. And when you're in captivity, you can't do that, can you?
Can't do none of that, player. And otherwise, you're simply pretending that you are. But if you can't exercise this to the full reconstitution, you're only simply playing with yourself. King Hezekiah reconstituted everything. He didn't leave anything out.
And he did it not according to his own will, but how did he do it?
He did it he reconstituted everything in order of the codification that the Most High left.
Because every king didn't do that, did they?
No, they didn't.
They made their own priests. They worshiped their own idols. King Hezekiah said, nah, we going back to what y'all want.
We're going to do it the right way.
And he wasn't playing, was he?
No. He didn't put on the hits. He said, I'm going to do this right. Okay? And that's how all of our minds should be contrary to truth. He told
you. Exactly.
If you're serious about your studies in Yah, that's how your mind should be wholehearted in the sense of King Hezekiah. Don't get into part time, sometime, halfway, part way. Get into it all the way. That's the only way you're going to receive anything from the Most High, is to get into these studies and the application of these studies all the way. It's got to be all the way, not part way, not halfway, not some way, not the way I feel. It's got to be all the way according to codification. Go ahead, Carter. You got anything to say?
So how many of our people know that King Hezekiah was a hero for our nation?
Well, brother, you wouldn't know that if you didn't open the book and study it.
There you go.
You must open the book and study that in order to know about this king.
You know more about George Washington, John Hancock, Christopher Columbus, Benjamin Franklin, than we know about King Hezekiah, don't we?
What a shame. What a shame.
You mentioned King Hezekiah to Israel? Like, what you talking about, Nick, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you old, you talking that old time and stuff, fool. You old fool.
But you asked a white man about John Hancock? What do you know about John Hancock?
Yeah. He'll tell you everything and then some. John Hancock, he signed the Constitution. John Hancock, he showed it. He signed the Constitution.
Which gives us our freedom. Either that all men are created equal and they endowed by their creator.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for us all.
We pledge our allegiance to God, not to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but to God. What are y'all talking about?
They got our little boy Gregory in school spamming the bear and saying, hey, little Gregory, you listen to Young Soup now. Don't let them play you, man. I know they got you out there led the leader to the flag. Don't let them fool you, player. Okay?
Y'all
don't let them fool you. All right. Go ahead, Contrail.
We was in a public school.
Oh, yeah. We got food. Yum soup.
We was in an assembly.
We got
you
food.
You might have got food, but I never stood up for assembly. I never put on a shirt and tie for assembly. I never stood up for the President of Allegiance. And they didn't bother me. You know that?
No. You know where it was. But early. Yeah, but if Luke Gregory gets it in his mind that don't work for him, you know he ain't going to do it. Now, you know that, don't you? I know him enough about it already. You know, he a tough little fella. You know what I mean? So if he gets it in mind, and he should get it in mind, that this ain't working for him, and why should he pledge allegiance to a flag that doesn't pledge allegiance to him? A flag that doesn't allege to take care of him and so on and so forth and respect him and his family and community and look out for their best situation. Yeah. Yeah. Why
it's
should
a
he
false
do
tongue allegiance because they speak with a false
yeah
tongue.
Yeah.
You want us to pledge our allegiance, but you can't, you don't want us to vote.
Right. And the flag don't do nothing. That's why that football player, what's his name? That's why he started the protest by kneeling. Said, this flag don't do nothing for us. Why should I pledge allegiance to something that doesn't pledge allegiance to us? Not at 4
justified in killing a Trayvon Martin.
Exactly. Aubrey, I forget his last name. And then they found out the crooked DA, she wasn't no better than the folks that did it. They got charges on her for being crooked. I mean, look here, but we're not surprised about that. That's how they do it. The good old boys, sisters, and girls, too. That's how they do it.
And they'll think that they're going to She-Hole.
Oh, they going.
They got a one-way trip.
They going. Because you can't do that evil mess and get away from it. You can't do that wickedness and get away from that unrighteousness. I mean, especially in the case of a young brother, all of our brothers, truth be told. And you think about little 14-year-old little brother from Chicago, Emmett Till. And you think about the young brother from Aurora, Colorado, you know, Elijah McClain. And he just was gentle. It just hurt my heart to hear that brother talk like that. It just hurt my heart. You know, he trying to get them folks off him. And he wasn't nothing bad. I mean, he was violent. The man was just talking so nicely. How is that violent? Somebody said, I'm strange. I'm different. Just let me go. I just want to go home. I don't want no problem. I ain't did nothing. I ain't like everybody else. And how do you see that as violent, man? What did you look
at? In their mind, they tackling Mike Tyson. In their mind, they tackling O.J. Simpson. In their mind, they tackling Wilt Chamberlain, Muhammad Ali, because he's a brother.
Right.
And his brother, he's one of the most feeble amongst us.
Yeah, he was a feeble amongst us.
But they see his skin color. And the fact that he got his face covered with a mask.
That's all they need.
Intimidation to them. You scared of a young brother that ain't but 150-something pounds with a mask on. That puts fear in your heart.
Yeah. I you know what? And I have to share this with y'all. You know, the last words of Elijah. And I got to share this with y'all because, you know, it just, man, broke me up when I heard. And let me find it right quick. We'll continue on our studies.
The
okay.
Brother Elijah McCain used to play his violin.
Right.
For Stranded Cats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me share y'all, Cartrell and fellow students, the last words of our young brother, Elijah McCain. I can't breathe. I have my ID here. My name is Elijah McClain. That's my house. I was just going home. I'm an introvert. I'm just different. That's all. I'm so sorry. I have no gun. Don't do that stuff. I don't do any fighting. I don't do that stuff. I don't do any fighting. Why are you attacking me? I don't even kill flies. I don't eat meat. But I don't judge people. I don't judge people who do eat meat. Forgive me. All I was trying to do was become better. I would do it. I would do anything. Sacrifice my identity. I do it. You all are phenomenal. You are beautiful. And I love you. Try to forgive me. I'm a mood Gemini. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That really hurt. You all are very strong. Teamwork makes the dream work. He starts to cry. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to do that. I just can't breathe correctly. Proceeds to vomit from the pressure to his chest and neck. No. I can't, if young Gregory didn't want to stand for that flag, anybody else for that matter, they shouldn't. And no. I just wanted to share that with y'all. Because I think it needs to be shared with people, the way they treat us, abuse us and mistreat us and dominate and sometimes kill us. And the sad part about that, Cartier, and fellow students, that we're joined right into it with them, doing the very same things to ourselves and to each other, trying to kill our sexual identity in the guise of movies like Cinderella, where the brothers all looking like a fairy godmother, killing our male identity. Where?
Now, Sue, you should be on Tyler Perry way more than Cinderella. That's how long Tyler Perry is killing the images, the male image.
Him and everybody else that like him.
Sir, I mean, Cinderella is just one of them. That would apply to Tyler Perry, anybody else for that matter, as far as I'm concerned. They're trying to degenderize our brothers and emasculate them. That goes for anybody. Not just Cinderella, Tyler Perry, and anybody else for that matter. And the way young Elijah McClain was treated, despicable, shameful. And his words need to be heard. If that didn't touch your heart, to have compassion, or you should have compassion for each other. And like I said, you know, these young brothers out here, they want to get guns and kill each other and kill up the elders and whatnot. As I said, some of us have joined the league of the oppressors. And they're going to be dealt with also. Those who have joined the league of the oppressors to undermine and destroy their manhood and their womanhood, destroy the bodies of our brothers and sisters, and they've joined the league with the oppressors, they're going to see She-Hole right along with them, Contrail. And you better believe it.
Ain't nobody talking about She-Hole. The Catholic
right.
Church. Heaven
you
and
right.
hell. Mm-hmm. But the scenario that they trying to present is not the scenario that y'all present. Heaven and hell.
Exactly.
She-Hole is where you're going to go when you defy Yah.
Exactly.
And that is hell. And those that don't go to hell will be praising Yah's name forever and ever and ever mm-hmm. and ever. Because they did the right thing. Because
exactly.
God's everlasting.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you'll have a life. You'll have a family. You'll have responsibilities. You'll have duties. You'll have friendships. You'll have associations. But your primary goal, your primary responsibility is to maintain your relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, who controls everything. Some of it's called Mother Nature. You want to give Yah's work to Mother's Nature. Not Yah controls everything, okay? Now you're trying to give Yah's strength to Mother's Nature. No, it's not Mother's Nature. Don't take Yah's strength. That's Yah business, okay? So to be able to praise his holy name and be thankful for what he's done for you. And he can control everything, every dynamic, anything that come at you, sickness, or weather, whatever. He can control everything. You just got to be maintaining that relationship with him and keeping that on point primarily. Just like I told the brother yesterday. I don't know if I told him. You know, a relationship between a man, that's a good thing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But it's time and place for everything. The first and most important thing, relationship that you should ever try to establish in your life and maintain, the relationship between God, or excuse me, Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And everything else is secondary. Don't let no man, don't let no woman come before Yah. Man or woman come and go. Yah is here today and here every time, whenever you call upon him. He's your shield, your tower. He's your buckler. He's your strength. He's everything. So maintaining that relationship, like I informed Brother Lorenzo yesterday, was the most important relationship that you would ever have. We always say that. Everything gets a second. Okay? All right. And he ordered the people, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to deliver the portions of the priests that they were required. And the Levites, so they might devote themselves. So they had to worry about nothing. And they need to devote themselves to the teaching of Yah. See, they don't need to be worried about planting no crops or food or whatnot. Y'all need to provide to them as they were. You were told. You don't need to worry about number stuff. Yeah, like y'all need to be. Don't worry about nothing right now. Y'all need to worry about studying the word of Yah. When the word spread, the Israelites bought large quantities as they were required to of grain, wine, oil, honey, all kind of agriculture produce, everything. Tithes of all in large amount. What were those tithes for? To maintain the Levites. Because it was their job to study on Yah, to focus on Yah, so they could share this information with us. That was their responsibility. And your responsibility, you being a farmer or a herdsman, was to provide for them so they can focus their attention in their studies. And so they can share with you their studies. You shared with them, they shared with you. The men of Israel and Yehuda living in the towns of Yehuda. They too bought tithes of cattle. These were herdsmen and sheep. Tithes of the sacred things consecrated to Yah the Elohim, piling them up. They didn't have no problem. In the third month, the heap began to accumulate. And in the seventh, when King Hezekiah and the officers came and saw the heaps, they blessed Yah and his people Israel. King Hezekiah asked the priests and Levites about the heaps. The high priest Azariah of the house of Zadok replied to him, saying, "Ever since the gift began to be brought to the house of Yah, people have been eating to satiety, leaving over that they've been eating to satisfaction, and leaving over in great amounts. For Yah has blessed his people. This huge amount is left over. I mean, we didn't have enough. I mean, we just eat till we feel, but even then, stuff left over." King Hezekiah then gave orders to prepare a storehouse. Okay, you can't just leave them out here like that. Prepare storehouses in the house of Yah, and they were prepared. They brought in the gifts and the tithes and the sacred thing faithfully. Their supervisor was Cornaniah, the Levite, and Shemiel, his brother, was second in rank. Yothiel and Azaziah and Nathan and Eshul and Jeremoth and Jozabad and Eliel and Asmashiah and Maha and Benaiah were commissioners under Cornaniah and Shemiel, his brother, by appointment of King Hezekiah. Azariah, the high priest, was supervisor of the house of Yah. Kor, son of Imnah, the Levite, the keeper of the east gate, was in charge of the freewill offering to Yah, of the allocation of gifts to Yah in the most sacred things. Under him was Eden, Minah, Mim, Jeshul, Shemaah, Jeshul,
who?
Jeshul,
Yeshua,
Jeshul,
Yeshua,
Jeshul.
He wasn't no HaMashiach.
No, didn't say nothing about him. He and all that, man. Now you're adding stuff on, country. I'll stop it.
Okay.
Shemaah, Amariah, Kania, and officers of trust in the priestly towns, making allocations to their brothers by division. They were allocating stuff to their brothers by division to the great and small alike. They were in charge of that. Besides allocating their daily rations to those male registered by families, from 3 years old and up, all who entered the house of Yah according to their service and their shift by division, and in charge of the registry of priests by clan, by tribe. And of the Levites from 20 years old and up, who prepared to work by shifts in their divisions. In the registry, hold on, Contra. A lot of folks, y'all trying to do something, and y'all ain't got no registry. Some of y'all trying to call yourself high priest, the priest of Levite. But where'd you find yourself in the registry? You got the registry? Will you share it with me? No, I'm serious, Cartier. I want them to share the registry with me.
And it's not ancestry.com.
Okay. Don't do that.
No.
Because the Most High took that registry away for a reason. When he wants you to know, he going to let you know. But you trying to...
the only one that really knows?
The Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he... stop trying to register yourself. And you don't even know your lineage. And you trying to register yourself.
The enemy is going to tell you who you are.
That's what I'm saying. And you trying to register yourself. How you think that's going to look for you? Yeah. And you just gave yourself a title.
And what they telling you? You Igbo.
Right.
Ain't no Igbos in the tribe of Israel.
No.
If Igbo means Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
That's only telling you that you're from the nation of Israel, but they ain't telling you what tribe you're from.
And that's the reason. Exactly. And that's the reason why the Most High don't want you to know right now. And you can't make yourself something just because you want to be that. Hey, Katria, I'm a monkey. Guess what? Katria, I'm a monkey. And I'm going to run outside, take my clothes up, and clean it. I got a tree in my backyard. I got some bananas, too, bananas. I'm going to run out, Katria. I'm going to climb that tree buck naked and sit up in one of them trees eating me bananas. What you think going to happen to me?
How many species of monkey are there? And what species do you come from? Because even they have an ancestry.com.
That's what I'm saying. So, but you think, you don't think I can climb that tree buck naked just because I said I'm a monkey? Kajal?
Yeah. You got spider monkeys. You got chimpanzees. You got gorillas. You got your orangutans. How many different species of monkey are there?
Oh, I guess you're right about that. I guess I better leave my clothes on, Katria.
Silverback gorillas?
Hey, you ain't got to get all personal, Katria. I said I'm going to leave my clothes on, okay? I can't register myself as a monkey, okay? All right, you're certainly right. I do apologize, and I do stand corrected, okay?
Monkey produce monkey, baby.
You're wrong for that, Katria. Hey, you helped me get my mind right. Thank you. The dependents of the whole company, their wives, their sons and daughters, for relying on them. They sanctified themselves in holiness as required. And for the Aaronite priests, one in the lineage of the high priest, in each, every one of their towns, for the adjoining fields, they remember the adjoining fields, the above named men were to allocate portions to every male of the priests and to register Levites. They had to be registered as Levites. King Hezekiah did this throughout Yehuda. He acted in a way that was good and upright. And that's how we ought to be acting, Cartrell. In a way that is good and upright, not self-righteous and faithful before Yah, his Elohim. Every work he undertook.
This man is the king.
Right.
And every king did act like King Hezekiah, did they?
Mm-hmm. No, they didn't, unfortunately.
All right. So our leaders got to be on point, because mm-hmm. what they do affects everybody.
Exactly. So every word that King Hezekiah undertook in the service of the house of Yah are in the teachings and the commandments to worship his Elohim. He did with all his heart, and he prospered. And you have to deal with the Most High with all your heart in your dealings with him. You got to be for real. You got to be all the way. You can't be half-time, sometime, part-time, or wannabe. You got to be all the way in it. You got to be in it to win it. You got to be full-time. You can't be part-time, half-time, shady, or whatever. And that's a part of our problem, Katya. That's why our relationships with one another has taken a toll. That's why our relationship with Yah has taken a toll. That's why our relationship with different strangers has taken a toll, because we ain't full-time with Yah. We playing, and some of them playing about it. And it shows. You ain't fooling nobody but yourself. It shows in your relationship to the Elohim and your relationship to one another. You think you can tell your brothers and sisters anything? You think you lie to your brothers and sisters? You think you can cast shade on your brothers and sisters? You think you can steal from your brothers and sisters? You think you can mistreat your brothers and sisters? You think you can kill your brothers and sisters? You think you can prostitute the women in this nation? You think you can do anything you want to, however you want to do? And the Most High go, look the other way. You sadly mistaken. You living in fool paradise. Okay? Because you got to be in this full time. You got to be real about it in your relationship. And King Hezekiah indicated he wasn't shady. He was real about his relationship with Yah. The most important relationship you will ever have, and everything else, it stands out from that. And it showed. And he prospered as a result. And you will prosper as a result. If you're wholehearted with Yah. Don't be faking it. I ain't trying to say you can't make mistakes. Because King Solomon said everybody didn't sin. But when you find you make, get off your butt. Get right. Are you saying something wrong? Are you doing something wrong? Stop it. Or when you fall on your behind, when you make mistakes, get off your behind and get up and get with it. And stop lying to yourselves and to each other. That's all I'm saying. Gotcha. What say you, my brother?
I say you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Most High showing us the mindset of our king. And in Chronicles, it's focusing on the mindset of the kings of Judah. It's not about your mind. It's really about your heart. And Yah's watching the heart of these kings, right?
Exactly.
And he could tell where their heart is at. We could tell where King Hezekiah's heart is at. Right?
Exactly.
We knew where King Saul's heart was at. Where was King Saul's heart at?
You can tell
it sure
by that.
Sure wasn't anywhere near King Hezekiah's heart or
yeah.
King David's heart. Right?
Well, you can tell by their action, Cartier, where their heart was. You may not have been able to read what was in their hearts, but their actions were indicative of what was in their hearts, okay?
So your actions don't come from your mind. They come
right.
from your heart.
Right.
Which is what Yah tells. So if we don't see that Yah's examining our hearts, and he showed us through King Hezekiah, where was King Hezekiah's heart? His heart was with Yah all the way. Right?
Exactly.
He might
exactly.
not have been as wise as King Solomon, but trust me, he had that heart that Yah loved. And the kind of heart that King Hezekiah had is the kind of heart that we need. Because King Hezekiah's heart was a heart like King David's, wasn't it?
Exactly.
No, Yah is first and foremost. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. This is about Yah. And King Hezekiah humbled himself, which is why we're reading three chapters about him, and most Israelites don't know of him. But the Most High don't speak about how wise he was, how strong he was. He speaks about King's heart, because Hezekiah's what? He speaks about his heart.
Well, Cartrell,
so,
Godrell, I'm going to say this in response to what you just said. You know why a lot of folks don't get nothing out of these studies, Godrell, that we share? Because they're not in it all the way. They're not in it wholeheartedly. And if you're not in it wholeheartedly, Godrell, I mean, look, Gregory getting more out of these studies than some grown folks, okay? Because he had a pure heart. He's a youngster, you know. And he's getting more out of these studies than some of these old heads. You know what I mean? Because they, you know, just like you said, Katya, your heart got to be right. If your heart ain't right, everything else ain't going to be right. And Katya, we come to you every day of the week. If your heart ain't right, whatever studies we share with you, you're gonna miss out. Now, that's just that on that. I'm just keeping it real.
The heart is the third eye. The heart is where our power resides. Because if our heart is linked with Yah's heart, if we love Yah with all our heart, soul, and might, because you already know he loves us. And he's jealous when we don't love him back. That's just any relationship. You talk about relationships all the time. What happens when you love somebody and somebody don't love you back? It's a problem, right?
You're finally going to get tired.
If you love somebody, I've been in that situation. I've seen some fly girls I fell in love with, but they wasn't thinking, hell, nah, I'm not thinking about you. I'm in love with this girl. She thinking about somebody else.
Right.
She ain't in love with me as much as I'm in love with her.
So, you
that's
know.
That's the problem with us. Huh?
Well, the thing about it, Katria, just like you were saying, well, what happens, I suspect, I've been in a situation like that. You finally get tired of being playing the fool.
Now, you make yourself a fool.
Right.
You're in love with her, but she ain't in love
right.
with you. And
right.
you tripping over yourself trying to make her love you. She ain't never going to love you like
right.
you love her.
So you ought to get, if you ain't tired of being a fool, you ought to get tired of being a fool. Okay? Young Sue been a fool. Everybody plays a fool. Sometimes, no exception to the rule. I ain't lying. Everybody play is the fool. But when you get through playing, get away from it. Okay?
Falling in love is such an easy thing to do.
See, it's
there's
got
no guarantee that the
that
one
the
you
one
love
is gonna love.
Gonna love you.
Ain't that the truth, Katrina?
Yeah. Our singers had wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why we got Proverbs. I mean, Psalms.
Right.
It's our tradition. We put wisdom in music. So, yeah. Y'all loves us, man, and we not returning the love that he has for us. And he becomes jealous and angry because love is an emotion, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I do all I can 100% and you don't appreciate it, like, damn, maybe I'm wasting my time.
You're certainly right, Katrell. You're certainly right. Well, Katrell, if you're done with your commentary, we're looking forward to another study, another teachings, along with you, in the book of the Psalms, the songs of King Dawood, Asaph, and some of the other writers.
No doubt. But I got to give shout out to King Hezekiah.
Amen.
Because he's one of those kings we should definitely have admirations for. He's like
exactly.
a Malcolm X. Like,
exactly.
yeah. Putting out with his idols, he's going back to the foundation of what gives us success. And how King David conducted himself is the way I'm going to conduct myself. So tonight, I believe that we're in.
I'm dropping
chapter 74 of the Book of Psalms. And we're getting into the mind of the singer, the Luther Vandross of his time, the Levite Asaph. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel, who gives our people inspiration to make songs. And we're reading the song in English. We're not hearing the melodies. We're not hearing the lyrics. We're not hearing the flavor of the song. But there's power in the lyrics that we're reading. So, again, our brother Asaph, who was of the tribe of Levi, of the house of Aaron, a priest, gives us a song that Yah will listen to. When we sing it, he will deliver us. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Why, Elohim, have you rejected us forever? And that's the question. Has Yah rejected us forever? Were we down with LGBTQ? We doing all kind of foolishness. Has Yah forgotten us? Has he rejected us? No. No, we're still alive. And he's given us a choice. Asaph goes on to say that your anger is burning against the sheep of your pasture. Remember your community. Yes, Yah's anger is burning against all the sheep. And really, sheep need to be guided. And we being misled. And the fact that the sheep are going astray, Yah is angry. And the prophet Asaph is like, remember your community, whom you purchased long ago, the tribe whom you redeemed for your possession. Remember Mount Zion, where you live. Where did Yah live? Mount Zion.
Mount Zion.
Yah redeemed us and purchased us from Egypt long ago and redeemed us. That's how he owns us. That's what redemption means. It's not what Christian doctrine teaches you about redemption. The fact that Yah saved us because we cried, because we was under oppression, and he was our hero and saved us from Pharaoh, we belong to him. We are his property. So when he redeems his property, he's talking about the nation of Israel. Hurry, Yah. Look at the permanent ruins. Every calamity the enemy brought upon the holy place. And when you look at the Middle East, the land they call Israel, it's desolate. It's war-torn. And Yah has brought calamity upon it. Those who are opposing your roar, where we were meeting with you, they unfurl their war banners as signs. And the Middle East has been at war, what they say, for thousands of years.
Exactly.
And every country got their banner flying around.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, y'all going to take them all out.
Yeah, you had the Crusaders going in there and everything, man.
Oh, yeah. As one blazes a trail through a forest with the axe, now they are tearing down all its carved work with hatchets and hammers. They burn your sanctuary to the ground, desecrating your dwelling place. We know that's in Jerusalem, on Mount Zion.
Yeah, exactly.
They say to themselves, we will crush them completely. And that's what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do?
Crush the thought of him and us completely.
They're trying to crush us completely. That's why we're not taking the vaccine, because then that could crush us completely. Sorry. We survived butt naked, packed like sardines, slave ships. And y'all had bubonic plague, smallpox, syphilis, gonorrhea, and everything else you brought from Europe. And we're still here today. We don't need your vaccine. We got Yah, and Yah we trust. But your intention is to crush us completely. And you've tried everything in the book, and it hasn't worked. Because we like baby's children. We don't die. We just multiply.
Exactly.
They burned down all the meeting places of Elohim in the land. That's why we can't go back. That's why we don't even think about it, because our enemies have burnt down our hometown and the place where Yah dwells. We see no signs for us. That's why we think we have no hope. There is no longer a prophet. And if there was a prophet, who's listening to him? Well, you just like Yom Suf and Katriel. If a Mosai sent a prophet, because what the prophet going to say? The prophet going to tell you what Yah is speaking, right? And that's all we're doing.
Exactly.
And no one among us knows the future. Oh, yes, we do. If you're studying this open book test, but most of our people are not studying the open book test. And what do they say? And no one among us knows the future. You hear that all the time, right? Nobody knows the future. Oh, yes, we do. Because Yah gave it to our prophets, and he told us what the world is going to be and what's coming. There is prophecy for the future, isn't there?
Exactly.
Elohim, how long will adversary scorn go against your plan while the enemy despises your name endlessly? They got everybody on earth calling on Jesus. Got 9 billion people that don't know the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is Yah. They say hallelujah, but they don't even realize you praising the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob every time you say hallelujah. Why do you not withdraw your hand, your right hand, from your bosom and destroy them? Because you know Yah could do that, right, at any given time.
No
you
doubt.
Created it. You could roll it up in a ball, throw it over your shoulder, burn it, whatever you want to do, and start a new creation. Can't Yah do that?
No doubt.
But Elohim is my king from ancient times, who brings acts of deliverance throughout the earth. Who is he delivering? He's delivering his people.
Mm-hmm.
You split the sea by your own power. It wasn't Moses, it was Yah. You shed the heads of sea monsters in the sea. Well, you created them in the first place, so it's easy for you to shatter their heads. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You set it as food for the desert creatures. You opened both the spring and the river. You dried up flowing rivers. Yours is the day, and yours is the night. You established the moon and the sun. Who did that?
The Most High.
It wasn't Jesus and his mother Mary.
No.
Because the sun and the moon was existing way before Jesus was born, right?
Exactly.
You set all the boundaries of the earth. You made summer and winter. Way before Jesus was born.
Not
remember
Mother Nature.
This? Huh?
Not Mother Nature.
Right. That's how you know this is not Mother Nature. Summer and winter is not Mother Nature. They say Mother Nature.
Right.
The flowers bloom and the snow falls, and that's Mother Nature. No. Yah created that. The moon, that's not Mother Nature. Is the sun Mother Nature? Can you call the sun and the moon Mother Nature?
You could, but it's not true.
Right. And the sun and the moon regulate what? The seasons, don't they?
Exactly.
So the fact that you're saying Mother Nature and the seasons shows that your vision is off. Because who created the sun and the moon to bring forth what? Seasons.
Exactly.
Remember this. The enemy scorns Yah. That's why they say Mother Nature. They fools. And a foolish people despise your name. That's why they talk about Mother Nature, because they fools.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hand over the life of your dove to beasts, and do not continually forget your afflicted ones. We the dove, and we the afflicted ones. We think we lions, and we think we're strong, but we're under the hand of beasts. So we ask y'all, pay attention to your covenant. For the dark regions of the earth are full of violence. Yes, we know that. We see that. We understand that.
Elijah.
And we ask God that would change that.
Elijah McClain, Emmett Till, Trayvon Martin, Emil Wright.
On and on.
Yep.
How big is that list?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the oppression oppress be. Don't let the oppressed return in humiliation. The poor and needy will praise your name. Because you are our champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're our champion for the poor and needy. Oh, we don't want to be poor. We trying to find out how to get rich and famous. No? No? If I'm poor and needy right now, trust me, I know that y'all's paying attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm rich and famous, less attention.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm poor and needy and being oppressed, I'm praising y'all's name. I know it ain't about me. Because the rich and famous, you think they're praising y'all's name?
Nope.
I don't think so. Get up, Elohim, and persecute your case. Yes, because Yah has a plan. Yah has a design for his creation. And we need Yah to get up. Stop being silent. Stop turning your back. Show your creation that you created, which you created. Remember that you are being scorned by fools all day long. They act like you don't exist. Don't ignore the shout of those opposing you. Every day they oppose Yah. Break Yah's laws. We're going to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. Don't ignore that, Yah. The uproar of those who rebel against you continuously. So this is y'all's fight. We think we fight the LGBTQ and universal white racist supremacy. No, this is a fight against y'all. And we ask y'all, get up. Come to the battlefield and show these people where the power really lies. And you're going to do that.
Sooner or later.
Sooner rather than later.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to let our sister Abby praise Yah, bless Yah, may a prayer for someone or whatnot, and we're going to follow suit with her. You know, it's ladies first. Okay, our sisters first. Abby, may the Most High bless you. And I know you probably shocked. Get that sandwich out your mouth, and bring you on and give Most High some praise, acknowledgement, or whatever. Abby, may the Most High bless you.
Shalom, brother. May the Most High bless you all. And yes, you shocked me.
Yeah, I did. I know I did.
Yes. All praises to the Holy One of Israel, the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, indeed. Before I was saying, I thank him so much because I said he always brings me through a storm. I have been here, man, this 57 years, and every storm I've been in, Yah has brought me clear out of them. Without any problem. And I'm especially this last one, I was sitting here and I was thinking about how wonderful he was when we had the flood here and we couldn't even go out the building and cars floating and everything. And I was here thinking all the scriptures that we've been through and y'all just understand it too. We know what's happening if we stay in the study. Because everything we've been going through, I see happening. And like I said, this almighty young one, Yah, he has brought me through everything. And I have blessed, I am so blessed to have him, to know who Yah truly is. And as far as that heart, when y'all was talking about having a pure heart and y'all being jealous, I don't think Yah will have no, he don't have no problem having me, he don't have no need to be jealous because I have no intention of ever. To serve any idols, no man, no nothing. He is my Savior, the one and only Savior, and there is no other. And I thank him so much.
Amen.
Like I said, shalom, brother. Y'all just carry on and keep getting this message out. Get that word out there.
Praise God. Well, Abby, you know little Gregory listening to Ian, he probably saying, Grandma on the radio talking soup and cocktail. Grandma, praising y'all. You know that?
Yes, indeed, he running around there. Because just like his mama Brianna said, he came and told her, said, that's soup right there. That's soup. He got y'all's voices down pat. You know when Pastor L is talking. That's Cotel, Mom. That's Cotel. Even if he takes his little break running in and out that room, when he hears something, he comes stand right there and he tells his mama what the deal is.
He
so
knows
I
your voice.
God for that too.
What do you suspect he's saying about your voice right about now?
Say that again.
What do you suspect that he's saying about your voice right about now?
That's Grandma talking. She's always talking. Listen to Grandma. Always talking. Yes, indeed. But bless his little heart. Like you said, the young do have a curious heart. And when they start off young like this, that's also, that's a blessing in itself right there, that he's grasped the hope and he don't want to let go. And he still tell everybody, it's no Jesus. It's no Jesus.
He ain't trying to hit it.
He's not hearing nothing about Jesus. Now, if you say, yeah, you got his attention.
Right.
So, like I said, it's all a blessing, and it's a blessing that he's so young and picking up on it and can understand the bits and pieces even when he's running in and out.
Get it though, Abby, y'all. Get it though. Praise y'all. You can turn your mic off if you want, but I'm not gonna turn your mic off from this location because you might want to come on.
Well, you might want to
come back on and share something.
All right, brothers. Carry on.
Shalom.
Yes.
Gautrell, you got the mic, brother.
I just want to express my love for the Most High. That the impact the heart and the mind of a young brother like Gregory, a young brother. Because the Most High tells us to teach the child in a way that he should go. And when it's old, he shall not depart from it. So I pray that our young brother Gregory can influence his generation, impact his generation to receive the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he's receiving at this young age, and that he become, you know, the light to his kids. And as the Most High continue to bless and be with his family, he can keep his eye with all their heart, with their soul, with all their might. And I want to give thanks to the Most High for the wisdom that he's imparted unto me. And the relationship that he has with me and my family. All thanks and praise for the relationship that we have with my family. And we love y'all with all our heart, soul, and might. Y'all is our best friend.
All right. Well,
y'all's my best friend, man. Y'all's my best friend.
Well, I know Abby, I know that you have a good continuation of your first breath day coming up on the 6th. You don't have a new breath day every year. It's just a continuum of your first breath day coming up on the 6th. Every day after that is a continuum of your first breath day on the 6th. This year,
yeah. I'm officially a senior citizen.
Yep, and I will be shortly, 36?
The eyes of Babylon.
Right, 36 days after, I will be born in you, okay? And
can't
praise
hear you
God.
Too well, young fool. Can't hear you too well. Can't hear you too well.
Oh, okay, what about now?
Much better.
Okay. I said Cartrell will be getting a continuation of another year, the 6th of this month, and praise God for that. And I will be joining him shortly, I think about 36 days later, reaching that status according to these people. But that being said, I want to thank the Most High for being able to reach that, along with Cartrell, reaching a senior citizen status. And praise his name in order for that, to reach the Most High, for allowing me that opportunity. I want to thank the Most High for everything. And I want to love him also. I appreciate everything he's done for us, especially in regards to this show, to help study along with other students who are wholehearted. And they are close to y'all, understanding that is the most important relationship that you should ever have in your life, and everything else prospers from that. And like I was telling Brother Lorenzo yesterday, I have a wholehearted relationship with y'all. Everything else come in place. So, and I'm telling you fellow students the very same thing. Have a wholehearted approach in your relationship with y'all. Everything else will have a domino effect after that, and that's why I said the importance of everything is about relationship. I understand the dynamics of that relationship. So I like to praise y'all that we understand the dynamics of the importance of that relationship. And I like to praise y'all for some sense of justice for Elijah McClain and Aubrey Murray. I think that's his name, Murray. Some sense of justice. Not true justice in the sense of the word, but some sense. And all praises to his name for that. And I like to praise y'all for protecting his people universally from COVID-19 and anything else far as this weather is concerned, because of the fact we know that he's in charge of everything, not Mother Nature. Okay? And praise his name for being in charge and protecting his people when he exercises his prerogative. Right? Praise y'all for that. Well, Katria, do you have any more commentary?
These days are going by fast because it seems like we at Friday every 5 minutes. Not to go into the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. I mean the weeks go by so quick, Katria. We'd be Monday and we'd be praising Yah. 4 days later. You're right. It seems like time is going by so quick.
Every time I look up, it's a Friday. We're giving praise to Yah.
It is okay.
We need to give praise to Yah every single day for sparing us from his wrath, because he's unleashing his wrath in the earth. He's worldwide. There's floods everywhere. Volcanoes are erupting. Things ain't what they was back in the days. And you can see Yah is angry what mankind is doing. So it's so good that we are immersing ourselves in Yah's study so that we can have a chance to purify ourselves and make ourselves right in the eyes of the Most High, not in the eyes of man, but in the eyes of the Most High.
Amen. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Abby, do you have any closing remarks?
No, I just concur with everything that's been said, and I praise y'all every day, just like Cartrell said.
Amen. Amen, Abby.
You calling me Cartrell, too?
That's that kind of TM. Well, maybe I did by accident.
You called
him
the coattail too?
Little Brady had me biting off of his words.
Oh, Lord.
Cadriel got you told.
Oh,
he got
Lord.
You told, Abiyak. Abiyak, Cadriel got you told. Didn't you? You call him a suit? You call him a coattail too?
Yes, he did, but if I did, it was surely by accident, brother.
We know Abijah was the mother of a queen, of king, so he's going to give you that honor. Abijah, mother of a king.
Abijah. So he gave you a pass, Abijah.
Thank you so much. Praise God.
Hallelujah. She does call me Sue, okay?
I can't help but calling you Sue, because when I be talking to Gregory, and if I say Yam Sue, he like, what? I said Sue, boy, Sue. So that's where I talk with him, so I just call you that.
Oh, okay. All right.
But y'all still my brother.
All right. Well, you still our sister. Well, fellow students, Cartier and I and Abiyah, we don't know much. But we do know this, sir. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been studying right along with us on Real Talk for Real People Study Show. Something about the dynamics of a relationship with y'all, the importance of it, dynamics of a relationship with each other, the importance of it, and strangers, aliens, different nations, the importance of it. We love you. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. All praise be unto his name, and bless his holy name. And we suggest that you get you a new heart, one that is wholehearted. And one that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters and yourself, and a new spirit, which is steadfast. When everything is going awry, be it COVID-19, being the weather that you are in charge of, being anything that goes on around us, that you stay steadfast, that kind of spirit. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. And good night.